Hey everyone, are you ready to go deep?
I'm ready.
Today we're going to take a deep dive into Yom Teruah. You know, it's also known as the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But we're not just going to skim the surface here. We're going to really try to understand it by looking at this YouTube video.
Okay.
It's called Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, an epic future day of alarm.
Ooh, that's quite a title.
From the channel End Time Pilgrim. And this video claims there's something more to this observance, like a hidden meaning. Something about alarm, awakening, and even God's breath.
Wow, God's breath. That's intense.
I know, right? So let's see what it's all about.
All right, let's dive in.
So right away, the video jumps into this Hebrew word, teruah.
Yeah, it says the meaning is much deeper than just blowing of trumpets.
Okay, I'm curious. So if it's not just about trumpets, what else is it about? What's the deeper meaning?
Well, the video says that teruah is more like this multifaceted expression. It's an expression of joy and excitement, but directed toward God. And it suggests that it's not just trumpets. It could be like shouting, clashing cymbals, singing, all combined.
So it's more like this full, like, sensory experience, like music that moves your soul.
Exactly. And it goes on to say that this tarot can inspire, can gather people together, and even awaken them from like a spiritual sleepwalking.
Wow, I like that. That's a powerful image. But the video's title mentions an alarm. So how does an alarm fit with all this joyful sound?
Well, this is where things get interesting. The video claims that Yom Teruah could actually be a signal for the end times.
Oh,
like a giant alarm clock for humanity.
Right.
And it even links this idea to a period called the final 7 years of this age mentioned in biblical prophecy.
Hold on. Are we talking about the apocalypse here? Are they saying this ancient observance is like a countdown to the end of the world?
That's what the video seems to suggest. It even compares the teruah to a military bugle call, like the one used to wake soldiers up for battle. It's this idea of a sudden call to attention.
Intense. But why Yom Teruah specifically? There are other Jewish holidays. What makes the video maker connect this one to those final 7 years?
That's where this thing called the seven-year covenant comes into play. It's mentioned in the book of Daniel, and the video claims that this covenant is a key trigger for those end times.
So we have trumpets, a mysterious covenant, and a potential apocalypse, all tied to Yom Teruah.
That's right. It's quite a lot to unpack.
It is. So tell me more about this covenant. What is it exactly, and how does it connect to all of this?
Okay, so the video says the seven-year covenant is made with a mysterious figure it calls a prince. It even suggests this prince could be a false messiah.
Whoa, a false messiah. That's a big claim.
Yeah.
What evidence do they give for that, and how does any of this connect back to Yom Teruah?
Well, the video says that the confirmation of this covenant is what will trigger the Teruah alarm on Yom Teruah. It's like this ancient observance could be a countdown clock to a world-changing event.
Wow. Definitely something to think about.
It is. And the video goes even further, saying we need to be spiritually prepared for this. It brings up that biblical parable of the wise and foolish virgins.
Oh, yeah, the virgins. One group was ready, the other not so much. What does that have to do with Yom Teruah and the end times?
The video uses the parable as an analogy, you see. The oil represents the Holy Spirit, and the lamps, well, they represent spiritual readiness.
So the video is saying we need our spiritual lamps full, so to speak.
Exactly. It's all about having that extra spiritual oil to help us go through whatever challenges might be ahead.
That's an interesting take on spiritual preparedness. But before we go too far down that road, maybe we should go back to this tarot thing. It's more than just a random trumpet blast, right?
You got it. The video actually goes into the different types of tarot sounds from the Bible and their different meanings.
Okay, tell me more. What kind of sounds are we talking about?
Well, for starters, it says the tarot isn't just one long sound.
Hmm.
It's a specific sequence of trumpet calls, each with its own meaning. It's almost like a language of trumpets.
A language of trumpets. I've never thought of it that way. So what can you tell me about this language?
The video points out that there are four main shofar blasts, and the tarot is actually the third one.
Okay.
And this particular tarot is described as a series of short notes, almost like a warning.
So not just a celebratory fanfare, but more like an alert signal, like a military bugle call.
Exactly. And the video compares it to the bugle call reveille, you know, the one used to wake soldiers up.
That makes sense. Rousing people from sleep. Both literally and spiritually.
And that's where the video circles back to the end times. It suggests that this specific tarot sound is meant to wake us up to the reality of the 70th week of Daniel,
Wait, the 70th week of Daniel? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that. Can you explain?
Oh, sure. The 70th week of Daniel refers to a prophecy in the book of Daniel that outlines a timeline of events leading up to the end times. Many scholars believe this 70th week refers to a specific 7-year period of really intense tribulation and judgment.
So the video is saying that this tarot sound is like a warning shot, telling us that we're entering this crucial period of time.
That seems to be the main point. But it's important to remember that there are a lot of different ways to interpret the 70th week of Daniel.
Right. Biblical prophecy can be pretty complex and open to interpretation.
Exactly. But the video argues that regardless of the specifics, the main message is clear. It's saying that the 70th week of Daniel is a real event, and it will be started by the confirmation of that 7-year covenant we talked about earlier.
Yes, the covenant with the prince. It's all coming together now. But if this Terra sound is a warning, what are we supposed to do? What actions should we be taking to prepare?
Well, the video definitely emphasizes the seriousness of the situation. It's like, hey, wake up. Pay attention. Time is running out. But it also has a message of hope. Remember the wise and foolish virgins?
Yes, of course, the ones with the oil in their lamps.
Right. The video is essentially saying, don't be caught unprepared. Make sure you have that spiritual connection, that oil, so you're ready for whatever comes.
So it's not about panicking, but about being prepared spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
You got it. It's about facing whatever's coming with a strong foundation of faith and a deep connection to the Holy Spirit.
That's a message that resonates with me. But before we jump to conclusions about what this all means for the future, maybe we should look at the specific biblical passages that the video mentions. Are there other clues we can find in the scriptures?
That's a great idea. The video spends a lot of time unpacking the book of Joel, specifically chapter 2.
Okay, the book of Joel, chapter 2. Let's see what it says.
This is where we find even more about the Tara and its role during times of crisis. For example, there's this line, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a call to action.
It does, doesn't it? And the video interprets this passage as a direct instruction from God to his people in the face of danger.
So it's not just about waking up, it's about taking action. But what kind of action? What are we supposed to be doing?
Well, the video really focuses on two main actions, repentance and assembly.
Repentance and assembly. Can you explain what those mean in this context?
Sure. Repentance in this context means turning away from sin, seeking forgiveness from God. It's about recognizing where we fall short and really trying to live according to his will.
So it's about a change of heart, a personal transformation. But what about assembly? What does that mean?
Assembly refers to the gathering of God's people. It's about finding strength and unity as a community, especially during times of hardship.
So it's about coming together, uniting as a spiritual force.
Exactly. But the video makes it clear that this gathering isn't about physically fighting or protesting.
Then what is it about? Why assemble?
It's about seeking God's guidance and protection. It's about coming together to consecrate ourselves to him and draw strength from our shared faith.
That's a powerful image. So the Teruah is more than just a warning. It's also a call to come together, to find refuge in God and each other.
That's a great way to put it. It's a reminder that even when things look dark, we are not alone. We have each other, and most importantly, we have God.
This has given me a lot to think about. But before we move on, I want to touch on one more thing. The video keeps mentioning this prince who could be a false messiah. That's a pretty intense concept. I think we need to explore that a bit more.
You're right. It's definitely a complex topic that deserves careful consideration.
It does. What are your thoughts on this idea of a false messiah, and how does it fit into the overall message of the video?
Well, I think it's important to approach this with sensitivity, you know, and with respect for different interpretations. The video presents this idea very directly. It draws on biblical passages like John 5.43, you know, where Jesus warns that a false messiah will come in his own name and be accepted by many.
That's a bit unsettling, to be honest. It makes you think about how to tell truth from lies, especially in a world where misinformation is everywhere.
Absolutely. And the video really stresses the importance of spiritual discernment. We have to test everything against God's word to make sure it's true.
So it's not about blindly believing everything we hear, even if it sounds religious.
Right. It's about thinking critically about what we're hearing, examining the evidence, and looking for confirmation from the Bible.
It's about developing that spiritual muscle, you know, so we can be prepared for anything.
Exactly. And that brings us to another point the video makes, that confirming this 7-year covenant with the prince could trigger a global crisis of sovereignty.
A sovereignty crisis? What does that mean?
Well, the video suggests that this covenant could shift the balance of power in the world, possibly undermining the sovereignty of individual nations and paving the way for a one-world government.
Wow, that sounds like something out of a dystopian novel. Are we witnessing the beginning of this sovereignty crisis right now? Is that what's happening on the world stage?
Those are some thought-provoking questions, for sure. But before we get lost in speculation, let's remember the main message of the video. The importance of spiritual preparedness.
Right. No matter what the future holds, we need to be spiritually prepared. We need a strong foundation of faith and a close connection with the Holy Spirit to guide us.
You got it. The video reminds us that even when things are uncertain, we have a source of strength and hope that cannot be shaken.
It's a message of resilience, of persevering no matter what comes our way. But what does spiritual preparedness actually look like? What can we do to prepare ourselves?
That's a great question. And the video addresses it by using the analogy of the wise and foolish virgins again.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones with the oil in their lamps.
Exactly. What does it actually mean to have that spiritual oil in our lives?
Yeah, and what does it mean?
Well, the video gives some practical advice. First, it talks about spending time in God's word, studying the scriptures, and deepening our understanding of his will.
So it's about going deeper than surface level knowledge of the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Really immersing ourselves in it.
Exactly. It's about letting God's word be the foundation of our lives, letting it shape our thoughts, our actions, and who we are.
It's about developing a deep, personal relationship with God through his word.
Precisely. And then it talks about prayer. The video stresses the importance of actually talking to God, not just reading about him.
So it's not a one-way street. It's about having a back-and-forth dialogue with God.
You got it. It's about having an ongoing conversation with him, seeking his guidance in every part of our lives.
It's about building that trust and closeness so we can rely on his wisdom and strength when we need it.
Exactly. And besides Bible study and prayer, the video also encourages us to develop a lifestyle of repentance.
Repentance. So not just saying we're sorry, but actually making changes. Right.
It's about recognizing those areas where we mess up and asking for God's help to overcome them. It's about striving to live in line with his will, not just our own desires.
It's about aligning our actions with our words, about actually walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
You got it. And lastly, the video emphasizes the importance of fellowship, connecting with other believers, building strong relationships.
So it's not just about our individual relationship with God, but also about being part of a community of faith.
Exactly. We're not meant to do this alone. We need each other to support each other, encourage each other, and hold each other accountable.
It's about creating those safe spaces where we can be real with each other, share our struggles, and celebrate our wins, all while encouraging each other in our faith.
Precisely. And the video reminds us that the sense of community will be super important during tough times.
So building strong relationships now is like creating a support system that we can rely on in the future.
Exactly. It's about creating bonds of love and unity that will help us stay strong no matter what.
These are some great insights. It's clear that spiritual preparedness isn't just about knowing information or following rules. It's about a deep, personal connection with God, a strong foundation of faith, and supportive relationships with other believers.
I couldn't agree more. And that brings us back to Yom Teruah. It's amazing how this ancient tradition can still speak to us today, offering wisdom for our modern challenges.
It's like a bridge between the past and the present, connecting us to these ancient rhythms of faith, while also pointing us towards what might be coming in the future.
It is. And as we dig deeper into the meaning of Yom Teruah, we find so much more that's relevant to our lives right now.
Well, I'm definitely hooked. What other fascinating things did you find in the video about Yom Teruah?
One thing that really stood out was the emphasis on the visual aspect of Yom Teruah, particularly the new moon. Remember, Yom Teruah is the only one of the seven feasts that falls on a new moon.
You're right, the video did mention that. But why is the new moon so important in this context? I'm not sure I understand.
Well, the video suggests that the new moon symbolizes a time of hiddenness, of things yet to be revealed. It's like there's a veil of mystery hanging over everything.
Okay, so it's like a time of anticipation. Like, we know something's coming, but we're not sure what it is.
That's it. And here's where it gets really interesting. The video suggests that when those Teruah trumpets sound on Yom Teruah, it's because something dark and significant has just come to light. It's like the new moon has been hiding a truth that's about to be exposed.
Okay, now that's intriguing. It adds a whole new level of suspense to this end times scenario. It's like we're standing on the edge of a cliff and we don't know what's waiting below.
That's a great way to put it. It's like we're on the verge of a big reveal and the Terra is the announcement that something huge is about to happen.
But what could that something be? The video hints at a few possibilities, but it doesn't give any clear answers.
You're right. The video leaves a lot of room for interpretation, which I think is part of what makes it so interesting. It encourages us to think about the possibilities, to try to understand it for ourselves.
So it's not about being told what to think, but about being encouraged to explore these ideas and come to our own conclusions.
That's exactly it. It's about starting a conversation, a shared exploration of these complex and thought-provoking ideas.
I like that approach. It makes learning so much more engaging and empowering. But let's get back to something more concrete, like that 7-year covenant that the video keeps mentioning.
Right. The covenant, it seems like the confirmation of this covenant could be the very event that triggers the Teruah alarm on Yom Teruah.
And that this covenant is made with a prince who could actually be a false messiah.
Yes, exactly. And remember, the video compares this prince to the person described in John 5.43, where Jesus warns that a false messiah will come claiming to be the real deal and a lot of people will believe him.
That's pretty disturbing to think about. It raises a lot of questions about deception and how to tell what's true, especially these days.
It definitely does. And the video doesn't shy away from those questions. It actually challenges us to examine our own beliefs and make sure we're not being fooled by false teachings or promises.
It's a reminder to stay alert, to test what we hear against what the Bible says, and to stand strong in our faith no matter what.
You got it. And that brings us back to this idea of spiritual preparedness. The video seems to say that what happens around Yom Teruah, the 7-year covenant, and the possible rise of a false messiah, well, it's all going to require a lot of spiritual strength.
So it's not just about knowing the facts, but about having that inner strength to get through tough times.
Exactly. And the video gives some practical advice on how to develop that spiritual resilience.
Okay, I'm listening. What are some things we can do?
Well, the first thing it emphasizes is immersing ourselves in God's word. It's about studying the scriptures carefully, thinking about God's truth, and letting it affect how we think, act, and who we are.
So it's about making the Bible the foundation for our lives, the guide that directs our steps, the thing that keeps us steady.
That's it. And then it talks about prayer, having a close relationship with God by talking to Him regularly.
It's about having that constant dialogue with God, asking for His help and guidance in everything.
That's right. And it also encourages us to practice repentance, to turn away from sin, and try to live the way God wants us to.
So it's not just about saying we're sorry, but actually changing our behavior to be more like Jesus.
Exactly. It's about allowing God's grace to change us from the inside out, so that we can reflect His love and light to a world that really needs it.
It's about becoming the best version of ourselves, both individually and as a community, so we can be a positive force in the world.
I like that. And finally, the video reminds us about the importance of fellowship, of spending time with other Christians and building strong relationships with them.
So we're not meant to go through this alone, right? We need each other.
Exactly. We need each other to support and encourage one another. We need safe spaces to talk about our struggles, celebrate our victories, and help each other grow in our faith.
It's about creating those little pockets of light and love, especially when the world feels dark and divided.
Exactly. And the video emphasizes that this sense of community is going to be even more important as we get closer to the end times, when the world might become more hostile to those who follow Christ.
It's about being a light in the darkness, an example of God's love for the world to see.
Well said. So, as you can see, spiritual preparedness isn't just about waiting for the end. It's about being active in our faith, growing closer to God, and creating strong connections with other believers.
It's about becoming the best we can be, individually and together, so we can be a force for good in the world, no matter what challenges we might face.
And that brings us right back to Yom Teruah. It's amazing how this ancient observance can offer such deep and valuable insights, not just about the past, but about the present and the future as well.
It's like a bridge that connects us to the ancient rhythms of faith, while also helping us understand what might be coming next.
Exactly. And as we dig deeper into the meaning of Yom Teruah, we find so much that's relevant to our lives today. It's a time for reflection, for looking inward and asking ourselves tough questions about our faith and how we're preparing for the future.
It's about seeking wisdom, deepening our understanding of the Bible, and strengthening our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
And it's about repentance, turning away from those things that separate us from God and aligning our lives with His will.
It's about coming together as a community of faith, to support each other and to stand firm even in the face of adversity.
Yom Teruah is a wake-up call, a call to action, a reminder that we need to be ready for what's coming.
But it's also a call to hope, a reminder that even when things are difficult, God is with us and he has a plan for us, a plan that leads us to a better future.
And that wraps up part one of our exploration into Yom Teruah.
Be sure to join us for part two, where we'll dive even deeper into the powerful symbolism of this ancient observance and explore its message of hope for today's world. Welcome back, everyone. We're in the middle of this really interesting look at Yom Teruah, and I'm excited to see what else we can learn. What other interesting insights about Yom Teruah jumped out at you from that video?
Well, the video really focused on the new moon, and that got me thinking.
Yeah, I remember it mentioned that Yom Teruah is the only one of the seven feasts that happens on a new moon.
Exactly, and the video said that's not just a coincidence.
Okay, but I have to admit, I'm not quite sure I get why the new moon is so important here. Can you help me understand that a little better?
Sure. The video suggests that the new moon, well, it symbolizes a time of hiddenness, like things are concealed, waiting to be revealed.
I see. So it's like a time of waiting and anticipation, but we don't know what's coming.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And get this, the video suggests that when those terror trumpets sound on Yom Teruah, it's because something important and maybe even a little scary has just come to light. It's like the new moon has been hiding a truth, and now it's being revealed.
Okay, that makes sense why there would be a feeling of alarm connected with it, like a sudden revelation, a moment of truth that changes everything.
Exactly. And the video connects this revelation to that seven-year covenant we talked about earlier, the one with the prince.
Ah, yes, the covenant, that mysterious agreement that could potentially be a sign of the end times. Every time we talk about something, it seems to lead back to this covenant. But I have to be honest, I'm still not totally clear on why this covenant is so important, especially when we're talking about Yom Teruah.
Sure thing. Remember how the book of Daniel describes this covenant as this really important event, a turning point in history? Well, this video connects it to Yom Teruah. It proposes that the confirmation of this covenant could be the very thing that makes those trumpets blow on that specific day.
So they're suggesting that Yom Teruah might not be just a celebration or a time for reflection. It could be an actual turning point in history, a day that marks the start of a whole new era.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
And it definitely adds a sense of urgency and importance to this observance, right?
Absolutely. But we have to remember there are a lot of different ways to interpret biblical prophecy, and this video is just giving us one particular perspective.
That's a good point. It's crucial to remember this is just one interpretation, and we should be careful and discerning.
Yeah, but even so, this is a really interesting take, and it definitely makes you think about Yom Teruah and how it might affect our lives.
I agree. Even if we don't necessarily agree with everything this video says, it's still valuable to think about the bigger picture it paints, especially the emphasis on being spiritually prepared.
You're right. It doesn't matter what our beliefs are about the end times. The idea of being prepared spiritually for whatever challenges come our way is always important.
Exactly. And the video actually gives some practical advice on how to build up that spiritual resilience. It all starts with really getting into God's word, studying it, and thinking deeply about what it says.
That makes sense. It's about going beyond just reading the Bible. It's about letting it sink in, changing how we think and act.
Exactly. It's about making the Bible the foundation for our lives. It's the compass that guides us, the anchor that keeps us steady when the storms come.
And I imagine prayer is a big part of that too, right?
Absolutely. The video talks a lot about having a strong prayer life, communicating with God regularly, and building a close relationship with Him.
So it's not just about reading the Bible on our own, but also about having that open two-way conversation with God, asking for His guidance and help in everything we do.
Exactly. We don't have to do this alone. God loves us, cares for us, and wants to help us every step of the way.
That's comforting, especially when you think about the challenges that might be ahead of us.
It is. And don't forget about repentance. The video says it's not enough just to pray and read the Bible. We also need to be ready to turn away from sin and try to live the way God wants us to.
So it's about taking a good, honest look at ourselves and our lives, figuring out where we're messing up, and actually making an effort to change with God's help.
Exactly. We're all a work in progress, you know? We need God's grace to help us become the people He made us to be.
It's about receiving God's love and grace, but also trying to live in a way that shows we appreciate it.
Yes. And one last thing, the video reminds us about the importance of fellowship, being part of a community of believers and building strong relationships.
Right, we've talked about that before. But it's worth repeating because we really aren't meant to do this alone.
You're right. We need each other. We need to support each other, encourage each other, and keep each other accountable. We need those places where we can be honest about our struggles and celebrate our wins together, all while helping each other grow in our faith.
we need to create these little islands of light and love in a world that can often feel dark and divided.
Exactly. And the video reminds us that these communities are going to be super important when things get tough, especially as we get closer to the end times.
It's like building a spiritual fortress, a place where we can find strength and support no matter what storms come our way.
That's a great way to put it. It's about building those bonds of love and unity that help us stay strong no matter what.
This conversation has really given me a lot to think about. It's clear that being spiritually prepared is about so much more than just knowing facts or gathering supplies. It's about having a deep relationship with God, building a strong faith, and being connected to other believers.
I couldn't agree more. It's about a change that happens inside us so that we can face whatever comes our way with confidence, courage, and hope.
And it seems like Yom Teruah, this old tradition, is a powerful reminder of how important that spiritual preparation really is. It's a wake-up call telling us to pay attention and make sure our hearts are in the right place, aligned with God's will.
That's right. It's also a reminder that even when things are uncertain and maybe even scary, God is with us. He loves us. He cares for us. And he has a plan for us.
It's a message of hope we can all hold on to no matter what happens in the future.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's important to remember that even though the video can be pretty intense and maybe even a little frightening when it talks about Yom Teruah and the end times, it also offers hope. It reminds us that God is in control and he has a good plan for his people, a plan that leads to a good ending.
That's a good reminder. It's easy to get caught up in the warnings and all the scary things that might happen, but we can't forget that God is still at work, even in the midst of chaos.
Exactly. And that's such an important message today in a world that can feel so full of fear and uncertainty.
I agree. It's crucial to hold on to that hope, that faith, that God is working things out, even when we can't see the whole picture.
Which brings us to another really interesting aspect of Yom Teruah, the idea of restoration and redemption.
Okay, I'm interested to hear more about that. How does redemption fit into all of this? We've been talking a lot about judgment and repentance, but where does restoration come in?
The video suggests that Yom Teruah isn't just about looking back at the past or worrying about the future. It's also about being present, being open to God working in our lives right now.
So it's about experiencing God's power to change us in our everyday lives, not just waiting for some big event to happen in the future.
Exactly. And ultimately, the video suggests this change is about being restored to our true identity as God's children. It's about healing our brokenness and making our relationship with God whole again.
I love that. It's like, this day is an invitation to really experience God's grace, to let him mend the broken parts of our lives and make us new. But does this idea of restoration apply only to us as individuals? Or is it talking about something bigger?
I'm glad you asked that. The video actually hints at the possibility of Yom Teruah being connected to a time of global revival and renewal.
Wow, a global revival. That's a hopeful thought.
It is. The video doesn't get into specifics about how this revival might happen, but it does give us this glimpse of a future where God pours out his love and grace on everyone, changing hearts and healing a broken world.
So Yom Teruah isn't just about personal change. It's about a change that affects the whole world, a shift back towards God's purpose.
That's a powerful way to think about it. And it all comes back to the idea that God is in control. Even in the midst of darkness and chaos, he's working to bring about his plan of redemption, not just for individuals, but for the whole world.
This has been an incredible journey. We've discovered so much about Yom Teruah, the warning, the call to be prepared, and the hope of redemption. It's amazing how much we can find when we take the time to explore these old traditions.
I agree. It's so exciting to see how much depth and richness there is in these observances when we take the time to really understand them.
I completely agree. And it feels like we've only just scratched the surface. There's still so much more to learn, so many mysteries left to uncover.
You're absolutely right. And that's what makes this so fascinating. There's always something new to learn, something new to discover in our walk with God.
I can't wait to dive in and see what else we can find. What other insights about Yom Teruah are waiting to be revealed?
That's what we'll discover in the final part of our deep dive. We'll unlock the symbolism of this ancient observance and explore its message of hope and redemption.
All right, we're back for the final part of our Yom Teruah deep dive. And I gotta say, I'm really fascinated by all this. We've talked trumpets, covenants, spiritual preparedness, but I feel like there's still so much more to Yom Teruah. Where do we go from here?
You're right. We've only just begun to uncover the meaning of this observance. And what's really incredible is how relevant it still is today.
Yeah, it's like these ancient messages are speaking directly to us. right now. So far, we've talked a lot about the warnings, the potential for hard times ahead, but the video also had a more hopeful side to it.
Definitely. It emphasizes that Yom Teruah isn't just about sounding an alarm. It's also about celebrating God's sovereignty, his ultimate control over everything.
So even amidst all the end time stuff, there's this reminder that God's still in charge, working everything out according to his plan.
Exactly. And that connects with another theme. The video highlights restoration and redemption.
Okay, I want to hear more about that. We've talked about judgment and repentance, but where does this idea of restoration fit in?
Well, the video suggests that Yom Teruah isn't just about the past or the future. It's also about embracing the present moment, allowing God to work in our lives right now.
So it's not about waiting for something to happen, but about experiencing God's power to change us today in our everyday lives.
You got it. And that transformation, the video says, is about being restored as God's children. It's about healing and making our relationship with God whole again.
That's a beautiful thought. Like, this day is an invitation to experience God's grace. Let him heal us and make us new. But is this just about individuals, or does this restoration apply to the world too?
I'm glad you asked. The video actually hints that Yom Teruah could be connected to a future global revival and renewal.
Whoa, a global revival. That's amazing. Are they saying Yom Teruah could spark a worldwide spiritual awakening?
Well, it doesn't get into specifics. The video does give us this vision of a future where God's love and grace are poured out on everyone. Hearts are changed and the world is healed.
So Yom Teruah isn't just about personal transformation. It's about a shift in the entire world back towards God's purposes.
Exactly. It's this multi-layered observance full of warnings, yeah, but also full of hope and promise for the future.
Yom Teruah is a time for reflecting on God's faithfulness in the past, being prepared for the future, and embracing his power to change us now.
Perfectly put. It encourages us to grow in our faith, be strong in our convictions, and live out our purpose as God's children. We have hope to hold on to, love that supports us, and a God who is always with us.
Wow, this has been an amazing journey. We started with this video with some really intense ideas, but I think we've unpacked them, seen them from different angles.
I agree. It's been fascinating, and we've learned a lot along the way.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that Yom Teruah is so much more than just an ancient ritual or a historical event. Yeah. It's a living tradition with a message for us today. A message of warning, yes, but also a message of hope, and ultimately a message of redemption.
Absolutely. And as we go forward, let's remember the sound of the shofar, that ancient call to be watchful, to be hopeful, and to always grow in our faith and love for God.
That's a great way to end this. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Yom Teruah. I hope you'll join us again next time as we explore more fascinating topics and dive deep into God's Word together.